Good morning. It's 10:49 a.m. on, what is today? Today is Tuesday, March the 5th, 2024. It's a breezy, chilly morning here. Mostly blue skies in the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. Oh, sniff, sniff. Yeah, wind. Cold. Nose run. Better catch it. Yeah, yesterday was upper body day. I had to go to the grocery store. And by the time I got inside, it was like, no, I'm done. That's it. My stamina is not great. It hasn't been great since the unfortunate year and subsequent recovery. But I'm getting there. I'm doing some push-ups every day. I'm up to 15. I started at 5, so I've taken 2 steps up. 15 is still a bit of a stretch. I can do 15 without really thinking about it, I'll go to 20, and we'll keep doing that. I'm only doing 1 rep a day. I probably should think about doing 2, like 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon, or something. There's a rule, and I don't know about training and training for strength and training for endurance. And I think the rule for endurance is something like train until failure, and strength is training with reps or something. I don't. Training to failure sounds like a bad idea. Maybe I'm just showing my age and my unwillingness to push myself too far. But Sunday was windy. Holy crap! The wind's coming in over the mountains and sweeping down from the high country. We're brutal here on Sunday. So I did not go out. I didn't want to go out and get sandblasted. So I stayed in. I had a bad case of don't want it to, so that, you know, it's just sort of a little icing on the cake. Fountain pen news. I just picked up another couple of pens this morning, and both recently refurbished vintage level pens, so I'm kind of enamored of these. They're not pens that you can buy anymore, except this way, through, you know, auctions and eBays and private sales and swaps and stuff. I've pretty much given up on the troublesome 305. I've got nibs coming that will replace it. And it's clearly hosed. I just tossed it. It's like, this is pointless. I put 50, 60 cycles through the ultrasonic bath, and tried dish soap, tried white vinegar, nothing. It didn't work. So, I tossed that. Started cleaning up the Lady Schaefer. It's a nice little pen. It's a... Whoa! You okay? You need a hand?
I've got an artificial knee, so it makes it hard to get up.
I bet, yeah.
I'm okay.
You're okay?
Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I just missed a step.
Yeah, that'll happen. Sure, you too. Lady walking ahead of me took a misstep at the curb, went belly down on the tar. Ouch. Wind is cutting. It's funneling right down the street because it's coming up from the south, and it's funneling right down this cul-de-sac, this gully between fences. Wow, that's brisk. Anyway, yeah, pens. I inked two new ones. I have a Parker Arrow. It's a vintage Parker Schaefer. Parker. It's a Parker Arrow. Vintage around, I don't know, 1980, maybe 90. It's a Parker 45. It's one of the late model 45s. And only bears a rudimentary resemblance to the current Parker Arrows. But it's a really nice pen, really sweet. It's small. These pens are all way much smaller than my fingers want. I got spoiled by my Safari and the size of the grip on that and the shape of the grip on that. What else did I ink? I retired two pens. I retired the Gold Pep and the Jinhao X 159. The Mont Blanc clone. It's a good pen. I like that X-151, 159. That's got a big grip. That's got a nice big chunky. Grab it by the leg. And what did I ink? I inked a Jotter. I inked an Arrow. I think that's it. Retired two, inked two new ones. Jotter is nice. Oh, I inked a Vector. I inked up a Vector. And talk about skinny. Holy, the grip on that is really small. Really small. It's like toothbrush small. Well, except I guess a lot of toothbrushes have really beefy handles these days. But it's like almost hard to hold. I'm glad I didn't put very much ink in it. I may just flush the ink and retire that pen and move on to the next one. I've got a couple. I've got a refurbished Pilot. Kind of the precursor model to the Pilot Elites. Got a long cap, short body, and a gold nib. It was my second gold nib. First gold nib won't work because it needs a new bladder, but Kind of looking forward to trying that one. So I will work with the Vector a little bit. The Platinum Prefount is nice. It's got a good grip size. I really like it. It's supposed to be a medium, but whoever owned the pens before traded the nibs. So the Prefount, which is supposed to have an 05 nib, has an 03, and the Plaisir, which is the other Platinum, has the 05 on it. They're interchangeable. I can change them back. They're pretty easy to change. Yep. Definitely putting in the culverts here. Maybe that means that they'll fill this in and turn this into green space. As if. Well, maybe. There's a lot of trees planted alongside the boundary. Cold air aloft. There's a lot of condensation trails up there. Coming up on it, get ready. Sit with me. Monk post. But I'm also finally walking where there isn't a whole lot of wind. The houses and trees and stuff on the south side of the street are working well. Game du jour is Sid Meier's Railroads, part of a triple header that I got as a clump, one sale for like $5. Railroad Tycoon 2, Tycoon 3 Platinum, and Sid Meier's Rails, all for $5. These feel like such clunky games sometimes. The user interface is a challenge. Trying to navigate around the map to figure out where you're going to lay track on any of them is half the challenge. Do I like Railroads better than 3? I don't know. Do I like 3 better than 2? Maybe. Two is the one I remember that has the music and the narrator and the whole bit, and that was the one that I really fell in love with. Although the original Railroad Tycoon is also, along with an old game called Black and White. I spent so much time playing those games. And then the multi-year spans of games like Eve. I think I played Lord of the Rings Online for the better part of a year and a half and put it down for a while. And when I went back, they wanted me to rebuy everything. And I'm like, no, not happening. Bye. See you later. Mass Effect. I played all 3 Mass Effects through a couple times. And the replayability of that game is just not there. It was like, first time, ooh, second time, oh, third time, no, fourth time, not happening. What was the other one that I played a lot? Oh, Fallout 4. I really like Fallout 4. replayability on that was pretty good, because you could take the different paths through to come to Warren of Changes. And I liked playing with the mechs. I liked playing with the suits and finding different pieces and scouring the map for the oddball bits. I should never have taken the two extensions. Those just made life very difficult for early game. And you got sent to Maine before you were able to really survive Maine. You got sent to the whatever that Wally World or whatever it was out there. Although I have to say, once I got close to endgame capability, going out there and sniping off every one of those outlaws, taking out every single bandit. I tried playing it from the bandit perspective once and just didn't do it. I don't understand the attraction of playing purposefully evil characters. I don't get it. I don't understand it. It seems so nonsensical to me. I don't exactly know why. It's like, my spousal unit loves playing the vampires in Skyrim. And werewolves. Really? Really? You're going there? Are you going to play that game? I don't know. I'd say it creeps me out, but it doesn't really creep me out. It's just, why? Maybe why I have so much trouble writing villains. Why? Getting inside Burnside's head, getting inside Rossett's head. I never did. Never really. I sort of made some allusions and cast some aspersions. But the one I got in the head of was Malachi. Malachi Vagrant. And that was a bit of a challenge. That was a bit of, what would make somebody do this? What would their thought processes be? What would their rationalizations be? How can I make them make sense to them if I can't make them make sense to me? It's an interesting problem. I may yet put up a Ark Survival Evolved server again, because I've upgraded all the computers in the house now. I've got a lot of computing power sitting around that nobody's using, but would be, and for what everybody's doing now, they're kind of underpowered. But for running a server, running a Skyrim, an Ark Survival server, I'm pretty sure one or two of them would work. I'm pretty sure there's enough space on one of them. I have spare disk drives. They're hard drives, they're spinning drives, but... pretty sure they work. Dry mouth. But if I do that, then I'm gonna have to play. And that's gonna take time away from my handwriting practice. I counted them up yesterday. I've got 4 notebooks running. I've got a paper age. They're all, most of them A5s. I got a paper age. I've got a work term 1917. And I just got a Nemosyne spiral bound from Goulet Pens. It's beautiful. Holy crap, that paper is nice. And then I have a cheap-ass composition notebook, quad-ruled, so for handwriting practice, that I'm rapidly filling up. I do 2 or 3 pages of writing drills a day now, and they don't take too much time, but I like to think my handwriting is getting a little bit better. It's only been a couple, 3 weeks. It's gonna take months for it to actually show too much improvement. But I'm also already seeing a lot smoother cursive, because ultimately that's where I'm going. I'm going, trying to get my cursive together. Even printing needs to be improved. And I know what to look for to make it improved now. I've done some studying, I've done some homework, I've watched a lot of videos. So, yeah, improvement is possible. I wanted to learn something new. I'm learning something new, I'm learning a lot. And all because I thought, well, maybe I'll try one of these pens. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.